This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
You've said that before.
As he goes by people's helmets, they right, maybe that all ends. But you mentioned the Joe Rogan thing. I mean, this guy said with a straight face that the vaccine may have nanobots that gather together under a certain frequency and serve as tracking devices. He said that. Straight face.
And even Rogan thought that was insane. He was like, what?
Yes. Rogan wouldn't even go that far. And this is a guy who, according to DeShone Kizer, former teammate with the Packers, said after the fact that Rodgers asked him, like first time he met him, do you think 9/11 was an inside job? This is a guy who, according to CNN's Pamela Brown, who was at the Kentucky Derby in 2013, just after the Sandy Hook incident happened, Pamela Brown reported, because something bubbled up a year and a half ago, reported that Rodgers was sharing, and this is the words of the report, deranged conspiracy theories about Sandy Hook not happening. So do you want that in your locker room? I don't know. It's not for me to decide. It's not for me to decide. And hey, the Steelers have had some characters in their locker room over the year.
Yeah.
And talent will transcend all, but I'm not aware of any Steelers quarterbacks who were selling that specific kind of stuff to the other players. And I just wonder what it's going to do to the team when he's the godlike figure in the middle of a locker room.
Mike, I'm disappointed, and I know that Art finds a way to lawyer his way out of answers, but I'm surprised that no one in Steelers media has asked him direct questions about that. About what you just said there. This is a guy that has thoughts, has X thoughts on Y and whatever else. What do you make of that? Just to like get the owner on the record of having to deal with everything that comes with having Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback.
And it's so wild, Andrew, because when he showed up, Rodgers, in New York, to deal with the notoriously rough and tumble New York media.
They backed off.
They treated him with kid gloves.
You're right. Remember, he said the stuff about vaccines, and then you've got the Johnson family that owns that team, and they basically dropped it. I was stunned by that.
Anybody who criticizes me is being bought and paid for by Big Pharma. He goes to work for Big Pharma, and that was never brought up.
Yep.
The stuff about, I mean, look, Robert Saleh, who was the coach of the Jets at the time, had an epiphany that pushed him toward coaching after 9/11. He He's going to play for one of the two teams in the city where 9/11 happened. And he never got a single question about possibly being a 9/11 truther. Are you kidding me? So this is all fair game. And it'll be interesting to see what happens when he has his introductory press conference, because if the reporters there are truly speaking as the ombudsman of the fan, somebody's going to ask him about some of this crazy stuff that would cause Terry Bradshaw to suggest that instead of playing for the Steelers, he chew on bark and whisper to the gods.
Mike, no TJ Watt at voluntary workouts. We had his brother JJ again on McAfee show bring up how something could have been done cheaper last offseason, and that could have made the player happier because he gets paid and there's no residual resentment even when a deal gets done that they made him twist in the wind. Are you convinced that when it's all said and done, everything will be hunky-dory and the Steelers will make TJ Watt the highest paid defensive player in the NFL?
Well, look at what happened last time. He showed up and he held in for all of training camp in the preseason, and they finally got a deal done. Now, the risk of a hold-in, a strategic hold-in, where the player and the team agree he's present, but he's not going to practice until he has a deal done. At some point, it's time to get a helmet and go play. So if they don't reach an agreement just before week one, like, we got to go play football here. That's the challenge, and that's the risk. But why not just get the thing worked out? But JJ's right. It always costs more the longer you wait. And so it does make you wonder, like, was it just a bad decision? Did they not anticipate what was going to happen with the market? Or are they inching toward a point where maybe they don't want to pay him? But if they didn't want to pay him, the time to trade him was before the draft, not after the draft. Then again, the time to trade George Pickens was before the draft, not after the draft.
Kenny Pickett in Cleveland today said, "I was shown how it's supposed to be done in Cleveland." We now have Stefanski, as you would expect, saying very gushing things about Pickett. That was also part of the Bradshaw rant on this little Arkansas radio station, where he said the Steelers failed Kenny Pickett and not the other way around. What is your take on all of that, Mike?
Well, I think Pickett had some of the blame. I can't imagine that the organization collectively would be wrong in its assessment that it was Pickett, especially when he had 2 years left on a very affordable low first round rookie deal. I believe that the Browns will not go to training camp with the four guys that are currently competing to be the first string quarterback. And also, Deshaun Watson is kind of lurking out there and trying to get himself healthy, which could make things very interesting. But between Pickett, Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders, I think one of them is going to be gone. I think either Flacco or Pickett will be gone. And anytime a team is going out of its way to say good things about a guy,
that's a good point.
It makes me think they're trying to pump up the value for the trade talks that are going to happen between the end of the offseason and start a trade.
God, that would mean three trades before his rookie contract is up. Yeah. Oh, my God. That would be wild.
Kenny Pickett home.
Oh, geez. All right, Mike. Thank you so much. Appreciate you moving around for us today. We'll talk again next week. You're the best.
No problem, man.
There you go. Mike Florio. On a number of things. On Aaron Rodgers. And, Aaron says to some people, admirable things, tells it like it is. To others, bat bleep crazy things. And to be just completely honest with you, I don't have like a tally board of all the crazy stuff he said. I bet you I agree with maybe one out of every four, one out of every five kind of wild take he has. But depending on who you talk to, like, he has said some very incendiary things. Mike brought up the 9/11 stuff. I think every team wants their quarterback to be clean cut. What we have here, though, is a classic case of, we see this a lot with hockey coaches, where, okay, the team hires a player's coach. That guy fails. The next guy that comes in is a disciplinarian. And when that doesn't work, it swings back to player's coach. You go from Russell Wilson, who is he's too polished. He's too fake. He's too make-believe. He's too out of a sappy sports movie quarterback. He's cut from that central casting. And then you have Rodgers, who is the exact opposite. He's been able to say these things without any real repercussion or consequences because he's been so good for so long. But we've seen it with other Steelers players. We just saw it with George Pickens. At some point, Lady Justice scales flip and people are like, it's not worth the headache. And I don't know, like, this should have been for Aaron Rodgers probably a humbling come to Jesus offseason. The Jets of all teams cut you loose, and there are very few teams who are interested in you. Minnesota would rather go with J.J. McCarthy. The 49ers would rather pay Brock Purdy. The only teams that really were interested were the Steelers and Giants. And even the Giants, a team that hasn't won a playoff game since 2011, decided, you know what? Oh, no, that's not true. Daniel Jones beat the Vikings a couple of years ago. But basically, they've had one good season in the last 10 years. Decided, you know what? We're good. We're better off without you. We're going to go get Russell Wilson. We'd rather hitch our wagon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
To him. Huge station event that you're going to be very interested in if you're an aspiring talk show host, and so many of our callers and listeners happen to be. We have our next Up on the Fan contest. It kicks off June 5th. That's a week from Thursday from 7 to 9 at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. We're going to multiple locations this summer to try and find the next top host in Pittsburgh. Two winners from each location, and then we go to a final round where we will name our next part-time talent. For more info, including dates and locations, visit 93.7thefan.com. Time to go all access with Aditi Kinkabwala from NFL on CBS, brought to you by Bet365. Aditi, Chris is battling some explosive diarrhea, so it's just you and me today. Let's start with that sound effect you made was just perfect. Let's start with the comments from Terry Bradshaw that have gone viral here, telling Aaron Rodgers to go chew bark and stay in California.
I mean, that says it all, doesn't it? What's the response you're looking for from me on that one?
Do you feel like this is an opinion that's shared by maybe people inside the Steelers organization and inside people or people inside the NFL?
Certainly there are people that would not be shocked, or what's better? Certainly there are people that would agree with Terry Bradshaw's sentiments. I can't tell you what the entire Steelers organization feels. I can tell you that I've certainly talked to a lot of people around the league who are stunned that the Steelers are sitting here and just waiting. Because even the New York Giants said, you're either getting on the train or you're not. Mm-hmm. Are you in or are you out? It's not that complicated of an endeavor. Do you want to be a part of this team? Do you want to help grow and build this team? Do you want to be a part of molding this offense, taking ownership of this offense, or do you not? And the fact that the Pittsburgh Steelers are sitting here and waiting indefinitely and just saying, well, all right, well, whenever he's ready to say yes to us, we'll be here. That surprises a lot of people around the league who I've spoken to, who have felt that the Steelers organization sort of has different standards, let's say.
Do you feel like this has a chance to change a lot of people's minds about Mike Tomlin and his reputation around the NFL might take a significant hit based on how this goes with Aaron Rodgers?
People who have an opinion on Mike Tomlin have that opinion, and I don't think that this changes it either way. I think that there are people that feel extremely strongly about who he is, the player's coach he is, the environment that he creates, and then I think that there are people that feel that perhaps all of that isn't quite as much as it's made out to be. And so those that feel that maybe there's some smoke and mirrors there, this kind of plays into that. If Mike Tomlin creates such an amazing environment, if people fall all over themselves to be around him, then why is it taking so long for Aaron Rodgers? There's that group that would feel that way. And then there are others that Mike Tomlin is infallible, and they're not going to view this any differently.
Yeah.
They're not going to let this affect their view of him as being such. So I don't know that this is a move the needle moment. And I think that people like you who've been around the organization as long as you have, you're probably not as stunned that the Steelers are in this position as people outside the city or who don't have as much closeness to the organization. These are the things that we've been talking about for a long time.
I agree.
The mismanagement of the quarterback position.
Yep.
So, again, with the Steelers, there's a narrative, and people have bought into a narrative. They're not going to change their minds.
What is, in Aditi Kinkabwala's mind, the most believable explanation or theory as to why Aaron Rodgers isn't here right now?
He probably doesn't want any part of OTAs.
Even though 31 other quarterbacks who are presumed to be the starter for their team are at these voluntary workouts right now. Every single one. Not one guy is like, well, you know what? I've got better things to do. The entire league, we fact-checked it.
Again, they are all in on their teams, on their pursuit of trying to win a Super Bowl. This is the best time of year for every team because every team thinks it has a viable chance.
Yep.
It's funny, I was just talking to an offensive coordinator yesterday about how much effort they're getting on the field right now. And I said, is there a really big difference? This offensive coordinator I was talking to has a younger team. You've got young guys that are sort of fighting for spots. And he said, you know what, we're really pretty much getting it from everybody, including the veterans. And then he said that in his experience, players that really are competing to win are going to bring it.
Did you happen to catch what Bradshaw said about Kenny Pickett's situation here?
I did.
In fact,
I was discussing it with my husband this morning. I mean, isn't it everything that I've said to you guys, though? I mean, literally, for as much
as
I've been
mocked. Is that a humble brag because you're saying you've said these things to Bradshaw and then he took them and ran with them? Is that what you're implying here?
No, I'm just, again, it's not for as much as people doubt it when I say this or mock me for when I say it. It's actually a pretty common feeling, a pretty common sentiment in the football world that Kenny Pickett was drafted into a situation that was as far from supportive and as far from positive for a young quarterback as there could be. It was a completely dysfunctional offense with an offensive coordinator who was in over his head. As Terry Bradshaw said, didn't have great offensive line play, didn't have a great run game. There was no support system for a young quarterback.
Yeah.
We had
Mike Florio on before you, and he posited that Kenny is either going to win the job there or he's going to get traded again before the season starts because he doesn't think Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders will get cut or sent to the practice squad. So he thinks it's a competition between Flacco and Kenny Pickett, and the loser of that sweepstakes is not going to be on the roster when the season starts there. What's your take on that? Is that plausible?
It's plausible, but I don't know that I would say that right now. I don't feel as strongly as Mike that neither of the rookies could be parked on the practice squad.
You can't put a third-round pick on a practice squad, Aditi. There's no way. Gabriel would get...
Maybe it's not him.
Oh, my God. That would have the football world. That would stop turning if Sanders got cut and was sent to their practice squad.
I mean, again, but, you know, that's also part of the conversation here. This is a huge opportunity for Kenny Pickett.
No doubt.
We are making every excuse for him in saying perhaps he was overdrafted, perhaps expectations were too high, perhaps he was in an extremely dysfunctional offense, perhaps he didn't have any support. All of these things we are saying, right?
Yep.
I'm saying perhaps. In my mind, these were all definite. But, okay, he went the Sam Darnold route. He went to a functional organization where he got great coaching, where he saw how an offense works.
He said that.
Right?
His quote today was, I was shown how it's supposed to be done in Philadelphia.
Exactly. Okay, and that's what Sam Darnold said about being in San Francisco. And Sam Darnold took advantage of that in every which way. When I talked to Nick Sirianni, he said that Kenny Pickett took advantage of it also. So now, here's your chance. Just like Sam Darnold went to Minnesota and showed, hey, I'm not the guy you thought I was with the Jets, Kenny's got a chance to go out there and say, I'm not the guy that you wrote me off as in Pittsburgh. So here's his chance. Go and do it.
Aditi, it sounds like we caught you maybe on vacation. You seem like you're out somewhere having fun. Is that accurate?
Well, I don't know that this counts as fun, but I deserve a parenting award. It's Kennywood Day for the Fox Chapel Area School District.
Ooh.
So I have been at Kennywood in the pouring rain all day long.
Give us some feedback. Now that Dolly Parton's people have purchased Kennywood, are there any discernible differences between Kennywood now versus Kennywood in the past? What have the Dolly Parton people done?
I cannot say that I see anything. There are still potato patch fries here, mm-hmm. which Joe Woods and Mike Tomlin apparently really enjoy, according to Joe Woods.
Who doesn't? Have you? You don't?
I mean, I'm not. You know what? This is one of those that's going to get me in big trouble. Are you allowed to say that you're not a potato patch fry person and live in the city of Pittsburgh?
Sure, but you just have to be ready for the onslaught of people ripping you. That's all.
I know. And they'll probably rip me more for that take than the Kenny Pickett take, right?
I would say.
Or the Aaron Rodgers take.
50-50. I don't think the Aaron Rodgers one is controversial whatsoever. We put a poll question up. Who do you want as the quarterback week one? And Mason Rudolph is beating Aaron Rodgers right now. So there you go.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Do you feel like there are enough Steelers fans that are kind of over the 9-8 backing into the playoffs?
That's rhetorical. You already know the answer to that question. Yes, of course. There are tons. A lot. I'm among them. All right. Enjoy Kennywood in the rain. We'll talk again next week.
You're the best. Talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Goodbye. Most water rescues in our area are serviced by local volunteer fire departments. A rescue boat can cost over 50 grand, man. That's why we're hosting the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union to raise funds for volunteers who serve our community. Donate now, 937thefan.com, presented by Living Treasures Animal Park, Southside Plumbing and Heating, and Piata. We will be at Piata in Robinson on Friday, hanging out with people and getting some of the Italian street food there. So come see us if you're free, 2 to 6 on Friday. Donnie's Debrief is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Don?
The Debrief, May 28, 2025. Let's look at those comments a little bit more made by Kenny Pickett about his time in Philadelphia, about the shots taken at the Steelers and Mike Tomlin, because I do think he does make a point, saying he was extremely grateful for his time in Philly. I think I was just shown how it's supposed to be done from the top down. When you get a chance to see what it's supposed to look like and how it should look on a day-to-day basis and not just on Sundays, I think it will pay dividends for me in the future. I mean, he makes a fair point. When it comes to the argument of who failed the other, I think it's only fair that both sides get the blame there. I mean, pick it outside of some fourth quarter heroics. He certainly was not the player that was promised, but it's also no secret the Steelers didn't put him in the best of situations.
Do you take umbrage with him making passive-aggressive comments about how the Eagles are the gold standard organization, which implies that he did not play for that kind of team when he was with the Steelers? Do you, as a Steelers fan, take that personally?
No, because the Eagles right now are the gold standard. They're right. The defending champions. It does look like they run everything the way it is supposed to be run. It is a well-oiled machine on the other side of the state. It would be a little bit different if he made the comments today saying, well, I'm learning in Cleveland how you're supposed to run an NFL
team. Yeah, we'd all laugh him and mock him and make fun of him for that if that's what he did. Najee did that a little bit when he went to the Chargers from the Steelers. The Chargers haven't won anything, even though Harbaugh seems to have them at least somewhat on the right track. The Steelers are trying to be the Eagles. In a lot of different ways. The one noticeable way where they're different is the Eagles have a Super Bowl winning quarterback who is a very mobile quarterback, who is a do-it-all guy. And the Steelers have a 41-year-old who they're attempting to coax into coming here and trying to be the guy that he was a few years ago with the Packers. So that is a massive difference. Everything else, I think, is pretty similar. They want to win the line of scrimmage. They're now investing money and picks into that line of scrimmage. The thing about Philadelphia, though, that like people have said, and rightfully so, Donnie, that they built in the trenches. Look at the way they did it with the Carter pick when he fell to them. They moved up a spot to get him. The offensive lineman that they've drafted and developed, Lane Johnson, and after Kelsey left, they had a guy, Juergens, who was ready to go in and play. They picked Mailata in the 7th round. They groomed him into a really good all-pro level offensive tackle. But like, they're an embarrassment of riches team. You can't really find a position group and say that the Eagles have either dropped the ball or ignored that position. They have Saquon Barkley at running back. They have two number one wide receivers. They have good tight ends. Their linebackers, inside linebackers, are kind of like now a little bit sketchy. Actually, wait, did Zach Bond go back there?
I thought he did.
He did, never mind. So they found him off the scrap heap. He was a stud. They've developed edge rushers. They've got a ton of them. They drafted cornerbacks great. Look at the two guys they got last year in Mitchell and DeJean. So it's not as simple as like they invested in the lines and everything else fell into place. They've drafted great or made shrewd moves everywhere. That's how you become a great all-around team. And with apologies to Jalen Hurts, that's how you do it without having like a top five quarterback in the NFL. Hurts is good. So that's my long-winded way of saying trying to be the Eagles is nearly impossible because you have to do everything right. Like, that's not an easy, like, oh, yeah, we'll just be the Eagles. Good luck with that blueprint, pal. That's like the thing, like, we had this house for Stella that we had to build sent to us, and it came in two boxes, and the instructions were in Chinese. Good luck building that. You know what I'm saying? Like, good luck following directions here and making this look the way it does in the picture on the box itself. Good luck trying to be the Eagles, Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people immediately look at what they do in the trenches and think, well, if we can build that, we can become the Eagles. Maybe, but you have to really set forth a plan to make that happen. Because as you pointed out, they don't have a weakness. It's not like they have a great offensive line, and yeah, they have Saquon Barkley, but they have no receivers. No, they have two great receivers, too. And they even have some pretty good ones that
it's
are
amazing in the,
3, 4, and 5.
It's amazing in a salary cap era how they've created such a stacked team. And they haven't had enough like casualties of the salary cap where guys have left and it's left the cupboard bare its important spots on their team.
Yeah, I mean, they're finding ways to pay people like they just paid Cam Jurgens, who was like the center after Jason Kelce.
Yep.
But they also
paid Dickerson.
Yeah, they've also been able to have some of these guys for somewhat of a bargain, or if they know, hey, we can get rid of this guy without paying him, we're just going to plug in the very next guy and he's going to be good. I mean, look at what they did with Mekhi Becton. That guy was a bust. They brought him in there and he played guard. He turns into one of the best guards in football.
They have one of the best offensive line coaches in the NFL, and the Steelers have not had that since my man Mike Munchak left. I do have a question for the debrief for you. You are a man that has weddings galore. This is the time of your life where weddings keep happening. You have friends. And I'm shocked by this because when I've met the Nasty Boys group, I'm shocked that anybody would marry them.
Well, like, so you met a lot of the college group, and there are a handful of guys
like
there.
The guys
who
in the Nasty
single.
Boys seem like degenerates to me who would need to pay for like love life.
Yeah, so there are a handful of the guys from the college friend group who are single. Now, some of them have found significant others. It's mostly friends from my close high school group that
are
all
normal,
getting yeah,
who are well-adjusted adults,
all getting married, and then Sarah has a healthy friend group of high school and college friends too. So that adds to it.
So I just saw Ryan Clark on the Pivot post this. People have all kinds of opinions on Ryan now. He's still my guy. We did a show together. He's an all-time Steeler. He sometimes steps in it and has in his media life, but he's still going to be my guy through and through until he really does something to burn bridges, and he hasn't even come close to that. Usually when I ask something from him, he comes through at the snap of a finger, so I feel indebted to him in many ways. Shared this story on his podcast. Best man speech at a wedding recently. I'm not sure this was one he was at or a friend told him about that a buddy of his attended. Best man gets up there and decides to tell everyone at this reception that, hey, you're expecting me to tell you some incredible story about how the groom met the bride. I just want to start by telling everyone that I was fooling around with the bride when they first started their relationship.
Oh, no.
What do you do? That's your best man who's saying that. Now, I would expect it doesn't come as a surprise to you that you would have known that about him. I don't think he's going to drop that bomb on people at a wedding ceremony like that. But there's time and place, and I would be very pissed off that now everyone there, including like my grandparents and older people who are in my family, are hearing that the person I am now going to be with for the rest of my life was sort of unfaithful in hooking up with my best friend when we started dating.
Yeah, now that's a story, if you're the best man, that assuming that timing is accurate, like, oh, we were actually a thing while they were in their infancy of dating, I think that's a story you can tell, but you have to change the timeline. Like, hey, we fooled around before they started dating. Then I think you maybe get a chuckle.
But I don't
from
even like the fooled around word. Because that's like saying, hey, you know what we used to do? Have a lot of sex. Like, can't you clean that up and say we were dating or talking or something like that so everybody there doesn't close their eyes and think these two people were screwing like rabbits?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think people are going to imply...
Or assume that anyways?
Probably. That this is also something where I know a certain amount of the audience will say, like, hey, you shouldn't have any say over what your best man or maid of honor say. I do think it's probably smart to go over a little bit of what, you know, or at least set some sort of boundary. Like, hey, I really would prefer if this does not get brought up.
Yes.
In your best man speech. I mean, I have a best man who you've met a couple of times, my buddy Dewey. He's a bit of a wild card. Like, I'll probably have to just
reel him in before he does it.
At some point, like, hey, I would appreciate if you would leave
this story out.
This out, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Channing Crowder, who is Ryan Clark's co-host on this podcast, said he would have gotten up and socked the guy right in the face for saying it. I mean, I think that a conversation definitely would have to happen following that.
I mean, and imagine if he didn't, if the groom didn't know until he got up and told that story.
I mean, I know what I would be doing.
That
I would get up and leave, and I'm out like chain smoking. I'm like thinking about what decision did I just make with my life that I'm learning about this today of all days.
Yeah, I mean, that ruins like the biggest day of your life.
Correct. Almost as bad as my buddy Colts fan Greg. Have I told that story?
I feel like you have.
The day of Colts fan, there's not a bigger Colts fan within a 200-mile radius of Pittsburgh. He is the biggest Colts fan in the city of Pittsburgh by far. The day he got married, his wedding day was the day that Andrew Luck retired.
Oh, yeah, and didn't he say it's the worst day of my life?
Yes, and like there was a robust debate among friends there if someone should notify him that it happened. Or if it should be kept a secret and just, you'll find out tomorrow. Ignorance is bliss. But somebody couldn't help themselves in our friend group and went up to him and said, dude, you're not going to believe this. Andrew Luck just retired. And you could see the air come out of the balloon. I mean, there's got to be sports equivalents where a situation like that... I think you're still a big enough fan where something like that could happen. Like, imagine if at your... I don't know. I'm trying to think of what would be the equivalent of that for you right now. There's not like an iconic player that's still active in Pittsburgh sports where if you found that out at your wedding, it would completely derail things.
Yeah, I mean, not to mention... Like, I feel like there's nobody...
Like, let's
enough.
Say, like, even if, you know, this is obviously, I don't mean this. I don't think this will happen. But let's just say, for argument's sake, that Sidney Crosby got traded the day of your wedding. You'd always remember that, but it wouldn't ruin your wedding. You'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe they traded him. He had an amazing run here. Thanks for all the memories, right? That would be the takeaway there.
Yeah, see, that's where I think it stings a little bit more for Colts fan Greg, because there were such high hopes for Andrew Luck.
Yes.
The guy still probably had plenty left in the tank. He retired at, what, like 28? He was like younger than I am right now. And he just walks away from football without really accomplishing anything besides
a couple
of division
titles. They went to one AFC championship game. They beat Denver in Denver. They beat Peyton Manning. And then they went to New England and got absolutely spanked by the Patriots.
Yeah, that was the
high watermark
game.
Yep. That was when they put like AFC finalist banner up there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, what if it's next March and the Pirates are at the tail end of spring training and Paul Skeens says, you know what, I'm done playing baseball. Maybe that.
Yeah.
That would be about it.
But even then, I don't think it would ruin your wedding day. I think it would, again, you'd remember it and you'd be like, oh man, this, like, you'd say like, oh, that sucks. But I don't think it would completely...
No, I wouldn't let it ruin the day.
That was a Donnie Football Debrief.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.